A congressman wants Cephas to look at the sale of Cirrus. Diamond needs help restarting the D-Jet. And Bauman Floats succumbs to the recession. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, March 29th, 2011. U.S. Congressman Chip Cravack, a Minnesota Republican, says he sent a letter Friday to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner regarding the proposed purchase of Cirrus by China aviation industry General Aircraft Company. Quote, "In the letter, I urged Secretary Geithner, who serves as the head of CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, to use extreme caution when dealing with the China Aviation Industry General Aircraft Company's bid to purchase Cirrus. My main goal is to ensure the high-skilled jobs at Cirrus stay in Minnesota instead of being shipped overseas to one of our main competitors in the global market. On top of that, I have serious concerns with the transfer of advanced aircraft technology from Cirrus to a company that is essentially owned and operated by a Chinese government-run defense contractor," unquote. Cravack is vice chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Aviation Subcommittee. If CFIUS finds that a transaction would present a risk to national security, the committee may enter into an agreement with or impose conditions on the parties involved to mitigate that risk. It may also refer the case to President Obama for action. Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters responds that Cravack is completely wrong on the facts, according to a report in the Duluth News Tribune. Company spokesman Todd Simmons says, "All the technology in use by Cirrus is already known by the Chinese, and that the country's motivation for buying the company is to beef up its aviation infrastructure." But Cravack says there are problems with the possible acquisition by the Chinese of composite carbon fabrication, the FJ-33 engine, FADEC systems, and the full airframe parachute system. He notes that AVIC, which controls Kaiga, is involved in both commercial and military aviation sectors, and is designing the J-20 stealth fighter for China. Wouters has also said that the sale of the company will not mean the airplane will be built in China, costing American jobs. But then, what else would he say? Last year, when asked about the impending sale to Chinese interests, Wouters responded,
"There's always a rumor that the Chinese are buying every company, and they tend to perpetuate those rumors by telling people they're buying every company, and it's a meaningless rumor."
Like Cirrus, Diamond Aircraft has a jet project stalled for lack of capital. Unlike Cirrus, Diamond is being clear on exactly where the project and the people working on it stand. Diamond has announced the temporary layoff of 213 employees involved with the D-Jet from its facility in London, Ontario. Diamond has requested a $35 million loan from the Canadian government, which would not only provide needed funds, but trigger the release of other funding which has been committed contingent on the government loan being okayed. Diamond says the D-Jet is 60% complete. President Peter Maurer adds, quote, "We are disappointed and frustrated in the extreme to have to take this action. We are hopeful that the government will give this matter urgent attention and provide the requested assistance, following which we would immediately recall our furloughed employees and get our program back on track. We will be contacting our D-Jet customers individually to further detail the impact of these actions and our plans for the way forward," unquote. Diamond says it hopes to develop an entire series of aircraft off the D-Jet platform, much as it developed its successful line of piston aircraft off the HK-36 motor glider. ANN is sad to learn that Bauman Floats has become the latest aviation manufacturer to become a casualty of the recession. In an email, General Manager Joe Birkemeyer writes, in part, quote, "Due to the unfortunate economic conditions, our current owner has decided to discontinue production. The equipment, design, data, STCs, and inventory will be relocated over to Oshkosh and placed with Basler Turbo Conversions LLC. I personally, as well as the rest of my crew, will not be moving, and we will no longer be employed by Bauman Floats LLC." Randy Myers, head of production at Basler Turbo Conversions, will be the new interim contact person for any parts orders from April 1st, 2011 on. "I have been truly blessed with the opportunity of providing Bauman Floats to the aviation community, and it has been my pleasure to serve you over the past 10 years as general manager," unquote. Up next on ANN, the Mitsubishi Regional Jet's new engine is ready for testing. Talon Air is enjoying a growth spurt. And new patents are still being filed for airship technology. You're listening to Arrow News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Pratt & Whitney says assembly has been completed on the first Pure Power PW1217G engine to test for the Mitsubishi Regional Jet. It's the third model in the Pure Power 1000 series, rated at 17,000 pounds of thrust, and will be delivered to Pratt & Whitney's facility in West Palm Beach, Florida, for testing to begin. That program will run a total of 8 test engines over the next 24 months. Entry into service is scheduled for 2014. Mitsubishi Aircraft Corporation has orders for its new MRJ aircraft from All Nippon Airways and Trans-States Holdings. Private jet operator Talon Air says it's continuing its expansion following the two strongest quarters in its 10-year history. The company credits its success to fundamental changes in the industry, including the most recent increase in charter activity. Talon says it has literally doubled in size with its second hangar and office complex at Republic Airport in Farmingdale, New York, which will be fully operational by June 1st. It will provide 100,000 square feet of space. The company also reports its pilot roster has grown by more than 20% just since the end of last year. Talon anticipates the addition of several large cabin aircraft in the fourth quarter of 2011 and strategic growth through aircraft management, described as an attractive option for corporations and aircraft owners who want to generate revenue when the aircraft are not being used by their owners. A developer of lighter-than-air unmanned aerial vehicles and related technologies says it has filed a provisional patent application in the U.S. for a new airship design. The technology was developed for Sanswire under contract by East Core Engineering, a U.S. Department of Defense prime contractor specializing in high-technology engineering products and services. Sanswire says it filed the provisional patent to ensure protection of its intellectual property and position itself to unveil and demonstrate the company's technology. That technology is for an unmanned, autonomous airship with microprocessors controlling individual modules for improved flight stability and aerodynamic control. The company says its proprietary stabilization system and airship result from many years of research and testing of various lighter-than-air designs. Still ahead, Twin Commander owners get tax planning help. CMC's new WAS LPV system is certified on a 737 in Canada. And who says bizjet people are Scrooges? You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, March 29th. I'm Paul Plack. The 10th Twin Commander University event is coming up April 28th through the 30th at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Resort and Spa in Bonita Springs, Florida. While it may not be anyone's choice for light conversation, the need to properly structure the asset with an eye toward tax liability and estate planning will be the topic of a presentation by Lewis M. Miners, Jr., founder of Advocate Consulting, a tax consultancy group specializing in aircraft transactions. Miners is a longtime owner pilot of turbine-powered aircraft, a regular contributor to Twin Commander's Flight Levels magazine, and a popular presenter at past Twin Commander universities. To get more details and registration info, click the link for the event found at twincommander.com. The Esterline CMC Electronics Integra Flight GPS Landing System has been certified for GPS LPV approach operations on a Boeing 737 operated by Canadian North Airlines. Integra Flight is a standalone ILS lookalike that smoothly integrates with existing navigation instrumentation. The installation of dual CMA 5024 WAS GPS receivers in conjunction with dual control panels provides an economic approach to retrofitting aircraft with LPV capability. Chris Drosis, 737-300 project pilot for Canadian North, explains, quote, "The addition of LPV capability to our aircraft permits us to provide significantly improved schedule reliability for our scheduled and charter clients, given the absence of traditional ground-based approach aids at many of the remote Canadian destinations we serve. From the pilot's perspective, CMC's LPV system provides a clean, straightforward interface which behaves exactly like an ILS, but with the exceptional WAS performance and availability," unquote. And finally today, Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation has donated $50,000 to Corporate Angel Network in support of the charity's 30-year program of arranging free flights to treatment for cancer patients using empty seats on business aircraft. Gulfstream President Joe Lombardo observes, quote, "Corporate Angel's work of easing the load and brightening the lives of those touched by cancer also requires financial support, and we are proud to be among the many companies that see this need," unquote. Randall Green, president of Safe Flight Instrument Corporation and Corporate Angel Network's chairman, adds, quote, "Joe Lombardo has been a strong presence on our board of directors for 2 years now. Corporate Angel's future success depends in large measure on the strong sense of public support that executives like Joe and companies like Gulfstream provide," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, hear Jim Campbell's interview with Aircraft Electronics Association President Paula Dirks, wrapping up last week's 54th Annual Convention and Trade Show in Reno, Nevada. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.